Here's today's In Touch Reflection on the Beatitudes.
This month's reflection is based on verse 13 of Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet.
When it comes to flavor, salt brings out the best in what we eat. Without it, food is less enjoyable and sometimes not even palatable. What's more, going without salt for long enough can have detrimental effects on our health. But it's no good on its own. We don't eat salt by itself. Just as in Matthew chapter 5, the Gospels of Mark and Luke record Jesus' words about salt being worthless without its saltiness. For salt to lose its flavor is incredibly difficult. That kind of alteration requires a chemical reaction involving other substances. The same is true of our witness. Those of us who are believers can fail to have a positive impact if we've allowed ourselves to be corrupted. When Jesus says that his followers are to be like salt, he's reminding us that we are valuable and necessary in bringing out the best in one another as well as the world through ordinary acts of service, mercy, love, and humility. Think about it. Salt is an ordinary item that makes a significant difference. What are some ordinary ways we can reflect God's goodness? How can faith enhance or improve your relationships?